Senator Goolsbee says that the professors from schools like UNCW, UNC Chapel Hill, Duke, and Wake Forest are the people who oppose the death penalty anyway. He says capital punishment is North Carolina state law, and that his bill would bring justice to victims. The bill will set a time frame for the attorney general to move forward with death penalty cases when all appeals are exhausted.
It also overturns the RJA in its totality because it was a bad bill to begin with that attempts to use statistics as an end run around the death penalty.
He says that if people want to get rid of the death penalty legislatively, that's what they should aim to do. Professor Matthew Robinson at Appalachian State opposes Goolsbee's amendments. In 2011, Robinson compiled a series of studies that show evidence of racial bias in the death penalty.
Basically, the reason that professors, in my view, are so opposed to this bill is because it's trying to move the state in the opposite direction than what the studies suggest. So studies in the state consistently show serious problems with the death penalty in North Carolina, including racial bias, and this bill seems to just want to push all that aside and ignore it in order to resume executions.
Goolsbee says that racial bias is always kept in mind in motions, appeals, habeas corpus, and through the North Carolina Innocence Commission. But without the Racial Justice Act, Robinson says that it would be hard to prove racial bias. The last execution in North Carolina was in August 2006. Jessica Ferrer, WHQR News.